Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. Folks, I have got to say, we have a great hour of guests coming up, so much great information, and so many great things that are going on in the pet world. It is our pleasure to be taking you inside the pet world. Don't forget, each week we post a new video to our video channel. That's youtube.com/petworldinsider. For all of you who are looking for great content, if you haven't checked out YouTube, you need to. And one of those reasons is our next guest, who really are doing some amazing things. I love their channel. I subscribe to their channel. I just can't get enough of it, and neither can my kids. And you know what? I've even caught my dogs, Sugar and Zoe, watching some of these videos. I want to welcome to the show Tom from the Pet Collective. Tom, welcome in, my friend.
Good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. There are probably a few people who still haven't made it over to your channel. For those who haven't, I'm going to let you describe the Pet Collective.
Sure. Well, the Pet Collective, we've been around for about a year now, and we're just heading into our second year. But it's basically a channel dedicated to all things pets. You know, our primary remit is to kind of educate in an informative, funny way, and essentially create awareness around pets and I guess the positive impact that they have on our lives.
I love that. Now, you're being a little bit modest because you guys have really excelled at communicating that great message using humor. Some of the videos up there are just phenomenal. I know my kids love the Barklemore remake and the One Direction remake. Tell us a little bit about what spawns those ideas and then what goes into translating it from what we all know from the human world over into the pet world.
Sure. So I guess we call those little videos called petities. So we've done everything from parodying the Call Me Maybe video, the Macklemore video, movies, everything. And we try to release a new one every week. And what's really important to us is to have some kind of message, whether it be about adoption or taking care of your animals or taking care of your dog, your cat, in any way, shape, or form. But I guess what goes into them and why we actually do them, you know, it's all well and good trying to have like a meaningful message in our content, but it kind of counts for nothing really if nobody's actually watching it. So we really do try and make virally ripe content. So the Call Me Maybe video, which is probably our biggest video. I think it's got over 5 million views now.
Yep.
It's something that when we first started, we stumbled upon it, I suppose. We actually just, we thought, oh, this is an interesting video. It's getting a lot of traction. People are doing reaction videos to the Call Me Maybe video. So we decided to do our own, and it just took off like absolute wildfire when we released it. I think within the first week, it got a million views, and it really did set a tone that we really kind of discovered a format, I suppose. And so ever since that period, we've been doing them. So, you know, it's quite exhausting to do it every week.
Right. Amen to that, my friend. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, because there is actually quite a lot of production that actually goes into it. We've actually got, we're not just a small little channel. We are actually a 16-person team, a full-time team here, creating content 24/7.
Wow!
So it's quite a big operation, that's for sure. But the Petities and the Barklemore videos, they've done a lot for us, and they've allowed us to really put our stamp on it.
Okay, now I just got in an email from one of our listeners who's asking, where did you find a DeLorean these days?
Well, these days, I suppose, this guy, we actually have somebody on our staff, a guy called Andy. We're actually owned by a company called Fremantle Media, which produce American Idol, America's Got Talent, X Factor. And one of the guys that actually work on one of those shows actually owns one. And he loves getting it out there as much as possible. That's for sure. It's interesting. We definitely have to kind of scrounge around. We don't have millions and millions of dollars to spend on production, so we have to borrow, steal together to get our props. You know, I think the Barkamore video only cost us like about $500 or $600 to actually produce, I think, from memory. So all those props and everything is actually our friends or friends of the staff or people that actually work here.
That's great. I love it. Now, you're certainly known for all the pet parodies that you guys have done, but you're also doing more things that go beyond just the pedities.
Yes. We do a load of content, and we work with some amazing organizations. We work with Hope for Paws. We work with we're kind of agnostic. We work with the ASPCA, the AHA, in trying to spread awareness through our content. So, you know, the funny videos are all well and good, but you know, we also want to have a bit of depth to our content. We want to make sure people are educated as much as possible and know, I guess, are aware of the massive problem in LA and also throughout America with homeless dogs and dogs that need homes. So we produce a lot of content that, you know, probably doesn't get as many views as a kind of more funny parody based videos, but from an emotional perspective and from a perspective from just doing plain good, I think they're doing a lot of they're helping a lot.
And you've also got your live video streams going on now with the good old Eagle Cam and whatnot. Tell us what kind of inspired those.
Sure. Once again, you know, having worked from live TV background, there's nothing quite like the buzz you get from doing live shows. So mid last year, I think it was July, August last year, we were filming some corgis out at Hesperia. So they were great to work with, and so we thought, oh, it'd be interesting if we actually did a live stream of these corgis. I don't think, you know, on YouTube specifically at the time, nobody was actually doing 24/7 live streams of animals. So we tried it, and once again, kind of like the pedities, it just took off like wildfire. And we've probably done. In the space of the last year, probably done about 20 or 30 live streams, so covering from mixed breeds to shelter puppies to try and get them adopted. We've actually got miniature horses. We've got the eagle, who is actually out in Catalina Island off the coast of California at the moment, which is an absolutely amazing thing to watch. They're about to any day now. The eaglets are about to fly off the cliff, I think. But also the most interesting thing for me, I think, is the amount of time people actually watch these live cams. The average duration on some of them are around 30 minutes per session. So the average person watches for 30 minutes at a time. It's incredible.
That is incredible. You know, speaking of incredible, you guys have so much going on. What I'd like to do, Tom, is we're running a little short on time. I'd like to hold you over for another segment if we can, so that way we can get into some of the other great things you guys are doing.
No worries.
All right, my friend. Well, good. Folks, we're going to be right back with more with Tom from the Pet Collective. They're doing a lot of great things. And somewhere in between, if you're online, check out thepetcollective.tv. You can see what we're talking about. Lots of great videos, the pet parodies, the live cam, the informational stuff. They're really doing a lot of great stuff. And we're going to talk more about some of the other projects they have going on when we return with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The photographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by The Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.